We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Why?
Because he's a bum.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. The feedback I just got on Mike and Chuck.
Right.
Because he's a bum.
Is amazing. By the way, Nick Costos, our ace handicapper, joins us in 15 minutes, and his calls are brought to us by BetRivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. I've had a number of people, either via email or DM, that said that they've on more than one occasions turned us off when Mad Mike was on the air, which is very concerning.
That's not good.
I believe them.
It's not good for business.
But then we followed up with Chuck, and...
And then you missed Chuck.
The whole Delaware Valley heard that because my phone has blown up since then.
As is mine. Yeah, Nick on DM says that there are more people out there like Chuck and OG Wade and ESP. Big-time Hurts supporters.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're Hurts supporters here.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on around here?
We don't got it. We don't have to go overboard.
Yes.
It's not a contest.
Here's what people don't realize. Nobody is bashing Jalen Hurts.
Don't tell these.
Do they not realize that?
No, they don't.
Yeah, like they have created this argument in their head where somebody is disrespecting Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they're being Tom Brady, where Tom Brady has to create something so he feels like people are saying he can't win. This is what Chuck has done.
It's unbelievable. It's like, why can't I just be a Jalen Hurts fan and an Eagles fan and have an objective opinion about it without getting yelled at? Do they not realize the LTBB started because it was protecting Wentz from haters like Gillio and Elliott Shore Parks
and Chuck,
who were ripping the Eagles quarterback, mind you? Did they realize Wentz had on Midnight Green during that time?
No, they didn't.
But it bothered them so much. The very thing that seems to bother them that they are creating in their minds with other people is if somehow Jalen Hurts is under attack.
Self-motivating.
Yes, it's like, but I'm like, man, can we not just talk about the Eagles without feeling like we need to walk on eggshells talking about Jalen Hurts? I mean, my goodness, the guy's played five freaking games here.
Just say he's the next Russell Wilson.
Went to five conference championships and then get this type of protection from the fan base.
Yeah, future Super Bowl champion.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, we all are rooting for Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't root for him.
I don't know. I don't know. He's the quarterback of the Eagles.
Right. Yep.
Like, we want to create these arguments in our heads because we want to have somebody to argue with.
Yep. Well, that's what they're doing for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, they want to have somebody to argue with.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of great memories. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Do you need the Eagles to win on Sunday to believe in them as a legitimate playoff team? Yes.
Yes.
By far, 78%.
Yeah, I mean, that's, sensible people.
But, I mean, it seems like a lot of people on the phone lines are saying the exact opposite.
So, of course they are, yeah. Well,
the vocal minority, Ike.
Well, that's just being an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Hold on. So they can go out and lose Sunday, but somehow you feel great after they beat a bad team, but they play a quality team at home, they lose, and it doesn't matter. You still feel good about the team. That's being an ultimate fan.
I think we should also put up another one. Have you ever turned off our show when Mad Mike was on the air? Yes or no?
Don't turn it off. Turn it down.
Yes.
Yeah, but we need a Twitter poll to see how many people turn it off.
To find out.
Yeah. We also need to log when he's calling and see what happens with our listeners. We can do that.
We'll get Kefir on that.
Okay. Yeah, because I like Mike.
We need Mad Mike. We need callers like Mad Mike.
Right.
They drive people crazy, like Chuck.
Yeah. No,
he drives you crazy.
And we've argued with Mike about needing to freshen up the material because it gets kind of old, the same thing over and over. But he's done that recently, I feel like.
Yes.
Okay, maybe he hasn't. Good point, Ike. All right, in 10 minutes, the locks from Nick Costos. Our buddy Justin in Tennessee on the line. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Friday?
What are you doing?
What's up, Justin?
It ain't none of your business what I'm doing. I'll tell you when I'm ready. I swear to God, man, I have laughed. That is some of the best. If you turn it off when Chuck's on the radio, you got problems.
Yeah, nobody's turning it off when Chuck's on.
Because he's a bum.
I'm telling you, dude. Jack came to me, and I couldn't hardly talk. I was laughing so hard. That was quality radio right there. I'm telling you, to the highest degree. But, no, I mean, all kidding aside, yeah, I think they need to win this weekend to prove that they're a playoff team because San Francisco secondary's kind of banged up. You know, Verrett's out for the season. Mosley, he's kind of sketchy. He didn't play last week. And it's time for these receivers to step up. And I think y'all hit on it earlier this week. All of Hurts' throws were kind of short to intermediate. We never really went deep last week. And I think this is just my opinion. Maybe they just realized once they got so far into it that they didn't want to show everything against the Falcons because they weren't scared of the Falcons, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's just me thinking too much about it.
But they were confident going down there. But again, the game was 7-6 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. they blew them out in the second half, but that was a close game for the majority of the first half.
But that's what I'm saying. They never really took any deep shots. What was the longest pass, the touchdown to Devontae? Mm-hmm. Was that the longest completion he had? And it was 18 to 20 yards.
Yeah, I think this week
they take some shots with Quez. And maybe Devontae and Rager because they were doing some of those little wheel bubble screen things. And I think they're going to set something up with that, make them think they're going this way, and then they're going to go the other way. But I'm telling you, dude, that was so awesome. Chuck, I love you. That was great. I know it gets your blood pressure up, dude. But
well, listen, right he woke me up. Yeah, he woke me up for this afternoon. He did.
He woke you up. He did. That was awesome, boys. I'm telling you right now.
All right, did they win in Sunday, Justin?
Yes, I think they blow them out. I think it's. I told the midday guys. I called them today. I think it's 35-20. But anyway,
another blowout. Another blowout. I what it's
worth. Now I will tell you, I don't think they're going 17-0, and I think I'm not sure when they play KC. And I mean, they could lose next week in Dallas. You know, I don't know, but I'll tell you when it happens.
Yeah, yeah, tell me when it happens, yes.
Yeah, they may lose a game or two this year.
That might have been Chuck's best line.
One or two, but, hey, I'll tell you when it happens. But anyway, guys, yes. I'm going to get off here and keep listening. I love you, boys. I swear I do.
Man,
love you, Justin.
Love you, boys, mate.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.
That might have been Chuck's best line. I'll tell you when it happens.
He was not giving in.
Yeah, he would not give in. Yeah. When are they going to lose, Chuck? Yeah, when are you picking them to lose? That's what I wanted him to do.
So hold on, because I had seen some online activity on this. Midday's trying to claim Justin from Tennessee as their caller. Jack, is that what happened?
I think so.
Which, by the way, he calls Midday.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to claim him as they turned him into the star that Justin is.
Oh.
Come on.
We know that's not true, right?
Right.
He may have called them first, but we know that that's not true.
We know where he came to the bright lights at. The bright lights are here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
no offense to James and John, who we love dearly. Joe, whatever.
Joe to camera being a dog earlier.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, and like we're fine with, you know, Andy calls everybody's show and everything else, but we're the one that's groomed Justin and made him a notable and very popular caller.
Yes.
Is he in the midday fantasy football?
He's not.
No. Oh, second year. He's in the Marks and Reese fan. Oh. Just checking. Let's go to Matt Mayfair. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man.
John and Ike, what's going on?
How you doing, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Listen, I've never called any other show but yours. So
You know, that's what true loyalty
Bull.
Is. No question about that. I've never called any other show. Anyway, guys, I never gave you my season prediction for the Eagles this year.
You told me on Twitter, but I'll let you make it. Mm-hmm. Just to cross-check it.
Yep, it's 13-4.
Oh, you got him 13-4.
He did. He DM'd me and said, I can't get in. I have him 13-4 this year. And last year, Matt, what did you say last year the Eagles was going to be?
5-11, Carson Wentz would get benched, and Doug Peterson would get fired.
Yep. And I ridiculed you and we made fun of you and hung up on you in the air.
Well, give me some lottery numbers or something.
And you were right. So you're saying 13-4 this year.
Okay.
Right. And I'm saying it purely based on the fact that nobody knows what Sirianni is as a head coach. I'm not concerned about 2021. I think the Eagles will do well. I think they'll be competitive. They'll be competent. I mean, one of the things that I saw last week in the Falcon game that made me feel really good about this team was the fact that in the fourth quarter, we were rotating players into the game, not carting them off. That made me feel really good about the Eagles moving forward into this season. But I'm concerned about Nick Sirianni in 22 and beyond when the NFL figures him out. It doomed Chip Kelly and it doomed Doug Peterson. Does it doom Nick Sirianni? We got to wait and see. So let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes. 2016, I heard the same thing after a 3-0 start. Brand new head coach, brand new quarterback. We went 4-9 after.
Yeah, fell apart.
Pump the brakes, boys. Hey, you guys take care. Eagles will win on Sunday. Have a good weekend.
All right, there Matt, he is. Matt from
feeling good Sunday. I actually feel good about Sunday, too. I got a close game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Win?
Field goal game.
Yeah? Win?
I don't know yet.
Still deciding?
Yeah.
That's affirmative at 5:30 when we make our picks?
Yeah.
I believe it is going to be a close game, mm-hmm. and I think the difference is in the game is the home field and the fact that, again, like you, what are the Eagles going to do on offense on Sunday? Like, I mean, they're not going to do the same thing they did last week against Atlanta, but is it going to be more run heavy? Is he going to take shots on the field?
So let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Because I actually have less concern about the Eagles on offense, although, you know, the 49ers have very good defense. We know they got good defensive players over there. I'm trying to figure out how are we going to slow down George Kittle? How are we going to combat Kyle Shanahan's offensive play design, the boot actions, the play action, you know, the misdirection runs, a lot of the stuff that he likes to do.
That this team struggled against the Rams and Jared Goff.
Yeah, so
Same kind of stuff.
I think George Kittle, he had 15 targets for 15 catches last year. Like, he caught everything that Nick Mullins threw to him.
Yeah.
He was the only bright spot in that game for them. So, like, he's going to be a huge matchup issue for us on defense. I think we'll move the ball offensively. I never, because it's an offensive league, so I never really worry about the offense. I worry more so, like, how are we going to slow down the other team's offense? And Kyle Shanahan's a good play caller.
Yep.
I don't fear Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't fear him as a passer. He's going to dink and dunk it, and he uses, quite frankly, much like the Rams when they had Jared Goff, you know, Sean McVay will have his play calls would get Jared Goff easy throws. That's what he does.
Scheme him. Yep.
That's what he does for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
Easy throws. It's when Garoppolo has to throw the ball down the field, he gets in trouble a little bit. And I think Ayuk is in a little bit of the doghouse with the coach. So Brandon Ayuk may not play as much, but Deebo Samuel had 180 yards receiving last week.
He was good. Yep.
So I probably got a little more concern about slowing down that offense versus the Eagles' offense finding a way to move the ball.
And the Eagles' defense was very good in the red zone. The offense was excellent in the red zone and third down, but the Eagles' defense also very good in getting off the field. Yep. And what have we seen in recent years? They can't get the hell off the field.
Yeah.
They did against a bad Atlanta team. What does it look like this week? It's a good point, Ike.
They're not worried about that damn Trey Lance when they run him out there.
Jimmy Garoppolo is not exactly happy about coming off the field.
But you know, Trey Lance is probably going to play about 4 or 5 snaps out there.
Yep. Right. And expect them to run.
Right.
They showed the pass element last week, so you have to worry about that and maybe expect some running. All right. We'll get to Nick Costos coming up in a second. Don't go anywhere, but we're going to pause here briefly to speak with Mr. Ike Reese.
Hey, now's the time to drive out of summer in a brand new Acura. My friends at Elite Acura have incredible deals on your favorite new models. Now, buying a car from them was hands down the easiest decision I've made all year. The experience could not have gone any simpler and been more convenient for me. And if you're looking specifically for a new RDX, I have the deal for you. Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Acura RDX SH front-wheel drive for just $429 a month during the Summer of Performance event. That's right, $429 a month. Plus, they'll buy your car any make, model, or year. They're paying top dollar for it. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make. Only at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage. Visit them on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Look for the billboard or shop online 24/7 at EliteAcura.com.
Call toll-free at 856-336-5931 for more details.
All right, let's get the locks. Joining the show, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. I wish I would have been in person with Nick Costos last night as the Giants were finding a way to lose that game against the Washington football team. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? You know.
Wow.
Guys, like, my, it's just... I guess Eagles fans probably take pleasure in this, and that's okay.
A little bit, yeah.
More than a little bit.
The team, like, they have no hope. Like, that's the thing. Because, like, the owner is a trust fund baby clown who was born on third, thinks he had a triple. He sucks. The general manager sucks. The coach is a loser. He's more conservative than Tucker Carlson. The offensive line's garbage. The defensive coordinator, a terrible game last night. I actually thought Daniel Jones played well, but Jason Garrett turtles at the end of the game. The most milquetoast offensive coordinator out there. Like, there's... We are the Cleveland Browns. Like, the Giants are the Browns. Since 2007, this is the truth. Since 2017, the worst record in the National Football League, the New York Giants. We are the new factory of sadness, and it sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, for you. It didn't suck here, but...
Well, I guess so. And listen, for only three more Lombardis for you guys to catch up to.
Oh, I know. You can always go back.
There it is.
Nick, if we didn't have the one, we'd be hearing about how we need four, and we have none.
That's exactly right. And because I'm a nice guy, I won't bring up the Yankees beating the Phillies in the 2009 World Series.
I mean, you know, and I won't bring up Alex Rodriguez had steroids coming out of his nose in that game.
Now, listen, it's like I always say, in that era, our guys on steroids were better than your guys on steroids.
Might be true. All right.
That was awesome right there.
Let's start with a good intro, Nick. All right, so let's start with the you were dead on with the Eagles last week. You liked them. It was an easy win. What do you think about this week's game?
I think they're the best team in the division. I think Sirianni's awesome. I said this with you guys, like, leading up to the year. People thought I was nuts that the Eagles were going to be good this year. Like, I'm not saying, like, their upside is, like, win a Super Bowl necessarily, but I think Eagles fans should be really pumped about the direction of this team right now. So we need to see San Francisco's injury report when it comes out a little later today. They've got a lot of guys right now on that are going to be questionable or are not going to play in this game. Jason Verrett, their top corner, is done for the year. Eric Armstead is questionable for this game. Emmanuel Mosley, another cornerback, is doubtful here. And that's why we've seen this number come off three and a half, and is now sitting at Niners minus three. So I bet Philly plus 3.5 earlier in the week. I guess, like, if you out there listening, if you're really bullish on the Eagles, I'm sure you are because you love the Eagles. I guess plus three is still like a decent bet here. I like the over as well. I think both offenses are going to be able to move the ball in this game here. So I like the over. I've got Philly plus 3.5. Would not be surprised at all if the Eagles were able to pull the outright upset here over San Francisco and move to 2-0.
All right. I agree with you there. Well, let's get to your best bets on Sunday. What do you have?
I got so many, man. I'll try and, like, distill this down here. Give me the Panthers plus 3.5 against the Saints. I get why the Saints are favored like this after what they did to Green Bay last week, but I think it's just like a, you know, new week now. Jameis is not going to do what he did last week. 5 touchdowns, 148 passing yards. And I think the Panthers can outscore the Saints. Like, the Saints are not built to come from behind. So I'll take the 3.5. Give me 3.5 with Carolina. Let's move now to Jacksonville. This is a close your nose special. Why? Because it stinks. Let's bet the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 6 against Denver. Denver could, of course, could win this game like 38-3, but I just think this number is ridiculous. Like, you can't get to Denver minus 6 in this game after what we saw last week. So give me the Jaguars plus the 6 points. Like that one a lot. I like the over in the Patriots Jets game. That's 43.5. Mac Jones is going to be able to move the ball at will on this Jets defense, which does not have a lot of talent, has members of the secondary out due to injury, and I think Zach Wilson going to put up some points as well, either for the Jets or the Patriots. So over 43.5 in that game. I think the Falcons are going to cover against the Bucs. Another close your nose special. Just double-digit road underdogs in the division this early in the season here. So Tampa's going to win the game, but 13, I think, too many points. I think the Falcons will have a bounce back on offensively here from Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts. Give me the Falcons plus the 13. Titans bounce back plus 6.5 on the road in Seattle. Also like the over in that game.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you look at it, like, you look at a game and a team like Tampa Bay and that won, you know, in a big win, a big emotional win, and then the come down from that, and you look at Atlanta, you're like, oh, Atlanta stinks. you're right. I think it's a closer game. Any feel on the Green Bay game? I actually, like, it's going to be one of the picks that I have. I think Green Bay absolutely trounces the Lions.
I'm going to be on Detroit probably on Monday night here. Again, like, double-digit road underdogs in the division at this point in the season, historically valuable. And also, like, the Packers were really bad last week. And I'm not saying they're going to lose this game to Detroit, like, not insinuating that. They should be able to win against a talent-efficient Lions team. But, like, Green Bay was awful last week. Turned the ball over a number of times. Obviously lost by 35 points. And now they're turning around and they're laying double digits here in primetime. I can't get there here. I think the Lions are going to be able to cover this number. They could lose by 10. We still win the bet. So I'm probably going to be on Detroit coming up on Monday night. Like that over as well, 48.5 on Monday Night Football.
You like any Saturday games, college football?
I think something to watch for in the Florida-Alabama game, and I might look to bet this game live. If Florida uses this, so this is actually important to look out for, because this is a guy who's, like, I think could be like a Heisman contender potentially by the end of the year. Potentially. Florida's backup quarterback's name is Anthony Richardson. Emory Jones is a starter, but Anthony Richardson is the real deal. This guy's got like Johnny football type potential in terms of like being like the player of a college football season. Dan Mullen has used him sporadically up to this point. He's going to have to play him tomorrow like a good amount if Florida's going to be able to contend to win this game against Alabama. So if we're watching this game tomorrow, Florida-Bama, and Florida is using Anthony Richardson, and we're getting the sense that he's going to play a lot here, that's where I could look to make a live bet on the Florida Gators coming up tomorrow. I've got a bunch of other college bets. I'm trying to find them here for you here very quickly. Let's take Michigan in the over. Florida State over against Wake Forest, just that over in that game, Florida State-Wake Forest. The over in UCLA and Fresno State, and Illinois against the spread coming up tonight.
What about my Spartans taking on the Canes this weekend?
I like Michigan State a little bit, I think, to fall inside that number. Like, don't love it, but if I had to bet that game, Sparty's not doing a terrible job. I think I would take the points here with Sparty.
Yes. I think it's six, right?
I think it's six and a half against Miami.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. Great stuff, Nick. Appreciate it.
Brother.
Listen, guys, when the Eagles win the division, like, do I get all the credit for this since I said it first? Like, I'm being serious now.
Yes,
like,
you do.
I'm a Giants fan, but, like, no one is more bullish on the Eagles than me this year, and it makes me sick. Wishing you guys and the great listeners, Minimal Sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, brother. Appreciate
Thank you.
He's going to be with Chuck and Ellie.
Yes.
And Wade and Julio and me.
And you're in there.
What?
Either you're in or you're out. Which one? Chuck wants to know, where are you?
I don't have to be obnoxious and out of control, but I guess I'm in, Ike.
Okay, there you go.
That was the host
Very
of You
convincing.
Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick Kostos' analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. His co-host Ken Barkley, also on You Better You Bet, loves the Falcons this week. He's been saying it since the beginning of the week. I don't know how you watched the game last week. The last thing I want to do is be like, yeah, let's go Falcons.
Well, so many points.
Yes.
That's a lot of points.
It's also a
divisional game.
A divisional game, which matters so much. Yeah. All right, well, there you go.
You see Tampa winning an ugly game by 10.
Yep. And they still get the win. That's all they care about.
Yeah, plus 13.
A garbage touchdown late, gets it inside, backdoors it.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone call, so everybody hang tight. Don't lose your place in line. But another member of the Jalen Hurts fan group, Elliot Short Parks, gives us his take on the Falcons game. And does he need a win on Sunday to think the Eagles are a legit playoff team? Probably not. We'll get to all that coming up next with Elliot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.